Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, welcome back. We're getting ready for the Dolphins and the Falcons this weekend. You'll hear all the action right here on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM. And a man that is going to be defending that that pretty good offense from the Atlanta Falcons is Cordray Tankersley, who is kind enough to join us now, the cornerback of your Miami Dolphins. Cordray, you there? Wait a minute. We got you. Cordray, you there?
Yes, big O.
Hey, what's up, baby? How you doing, man? You rocking?
Yes, I'm doing pretty good.
Good? How you feeling right now?
I feel pretty good, you know, just about to get ready for practice shortly.
Okay, I like it. And how tough was it for you not being active early on in the season?
You know, it was tough, you know, but, you know, I just was waiting for my opportunity, you know. It's kind of my first time not playing football for the first week or so, but, you know, God has his plan.
Well, you've learned patience and discipline, right? You weren't you in a military academy?
Yeah, I went there for prep school, for academic-wise. I really didn't go there for discipline. I mean, I was raised pretty well, so.
No, but what I'm saying is I went to a military academy, so I'm saying when you go to a military academy, whether you like it or not, there's going to be discipline involved is what I'm saying.
Oh, 100%, most definitely. You're going to always be held accountable, always.
So what's the funniest thing that ever happened in military school?
Man, to be honest with you, I did not enjoy it at all. I don't have no funny stories at all. I was so ready to get out of there. It was the most horrific.
So nobody around you went through something funny that you saw? Because being in military school, I remember, man, marching, standing at attention in the sun. I mean, we had all kinds of little things that we had to do in the school at times. And it was just a pain in the ass in the military school I was at. So I'm just wondering what kind of an experience was it for you and watching somebody else maybe go through it?
Oh, the thing I remember the most is, like, the anger everybody, because nobody wanted to be there. So everybody was really fighting every day. It was a lot of fights. So it was just a lot of angry folks who was there. But we kind of mended as the year came along. And for those who are going through that process, I just say hold tight and just be patient.
Yeah, no, it's a definitely. Would you send your kid to a military school down the line in the future if you have a son or daughter?
I actually have a little boy right now. Today is his birthday.
Nice. Yeah, happy birthday. He's a Libra like me. I'm October 1st.
So, okay. Well, so
there you go. Well, thank you. Although I'm really old. I'm 51 now, so I'm just I'm on the back nine of life, as they say now, which is not fun right now because I know now, you know, the best was behind me. Now I don't know what awaits me now, Cordray. You know what I'm saying?
And just keep pushing.
You know it. So what's his name?
His name is Cameron.
Okay. All right. I like it. How old is he today?
He turns one.
Wow. Okay. That is awesome. So are you gonna take him to a military school in the future?
Definitely not. You know, I'm gonna do a great job of raising him by myself, making sure he knows right from wrong. But I won't put him through that.
That's a good parent. The stuff that we suffered, we can't put our kids through that, man. That's our job, right?
Exactly.
Hey, I heard that after the Saints game, Drew Brees went and complimented you on your play. Is that true?
That is very true. I was just walking across the field. I was looking for Marshawn Lattimore. Me and him are pretty good friends.
Sure.
I was looking for him, and then I just felt somebody just tap my arm. And, you know, I just seen a bunch of cameras. I was looking around, and I looked down because, you know, he's not really that tall. And he was like, keep grinding. He was like, you did well. Like, keep grinding, keep pushing. You're going to be just fine.
Wow.
And man, that was awesome.
Yeah, that to hear it from a guy like that, yeah. I mean, that's – and maybe if he was in your division, you'd say, okay, this guy's trying to set me up or something. But knowing that he's in the other conference and you probably won't play against him for another couple of years, that's – you know that that's being honest right there.
Oh, yes, sir, definitely. You know, he's a future Hall of Famer, you know, and just the things that he's done for NFL is just amazing. So just to get that compliment from him, that was overwhelming.
How much easier is it getting for you? Not the game, because we all know you're playing at the highest level. It's never easy to face NFL level. But my question is the preparation now. Now that you're a player week in and week out, how much is now you're a couple weeks in? Is it getting easier in the preparation for you of it?
The preparation definitely is becoming more easy. You know, it's a lot of things I'm getting adjusted to. That we do a lot of things the same, really. But I'm kind of getting adjusted to. But the game itself, you know, it's going to be hard. You're going to get different things every week. So it's just my job just to be prepared. But the preparation and just looking forward to the game is way more easy and way more fun.
Cordray Tankersley, kind enough to join us now on the program. And it's funny because we talk about this offense with the Falcons, and it's a potent offense and all that good stuff, and in the challenge, and it's intimidating. But while we look at it that way, guys like you look at it like you're salivating, right? Because you love the fact you're going up against Matt Ryan this week. You get to go up against another great quarterback.
Exactly. I love opportunities like this, you know. That's the whole purpose of me going to a program like Clemson, you know, so I can be able to play big games like that. And Clemson also prepared me for big games. Playing in two national championships and a couple of ACC championships also prepared me for big games like this. And, you know, it won't be too many quarterbacks that you play against in college like Matt Ryan or Drew Brees, but it prepares you way better, especially going up against a quarterback like Deshaun Watson in practice every day.
By the way, your boy Dabo Sweeney's got it going on. You guys are just reloading, man, because they won the championship last year, and I look at them right now, and they haven't missed a beat there, and they lost a lot of guys, including that kick-ass quarterback, and yet, man, your Clemson Tigers are looking awesome again.
Yes, sir. They're looking really, really, really good. You know, the coaches do a great job of recruiting and going out and finding people who fit our program, you know, so just to have Coach Sweeney and what he's doing to that program, and it's only going up from there.
Yeah. Talk to me about the receiving core you're facing this week, because obviously it's going to be a challenge. And I don't know, well, do they move Julio around that he could end up on your side?
It definitely, you know, a possible chance he could end up on my side. I'm going to be prepared regardless, you know, but they just have weapons all over the field, you know, at running back, receiver, just everywhere. So regardless who's over there on my side, I just have to go ahead and play my game. But you definitely have to amp it up a little bit more for Julio Jones. But they have a high flying, a fast offense, and we just got to prepare across the board.
I mean, Mohamed Sanu's solid. Taylor Gabriel's a fast dude. But Julio is a physical guy. And one of the things I've noticed in your game is you like getting physical, don't you, young man?
I definitely do. That's the big part of my game, you know. So I kind of have to change a little bit, you know, because you can't be too physical here in the NFL. There's a lot of penalties called. But, you know, just going up against a guy like that, you have to be physical. Like, and Michael Thomas from the Saints, you got to be physical with those guys.
What do you see from Julio before I let you go that just impresses you when you watch him on film?
Man, he just gets after it. Like, I didn't know he was that fast. You know how he just dug his head down and he just off to the races and just finds the ball the way he does. He's just an overall complete receiver, like one of the best receivers in our league right now. So I'm looking for a great opportunity.
How are you guys hanging in there with the offensive struggles? Because as a defense, you guys have played good enough that you could be 4-0. But unfortunately, the other side of the ball is not there yet. How tough has it been for you guys?
They're gonna find a way to get it done. You know, we're all professionals. It is what it is. It's our job to hold those guys down. You know, we keep each other accountable. They're going to go out. They're going to find a way, and we'll be rolling from there.
Well, let's hope so, man. Big game on Sunday. Let's see if you guys can get over 500 and get to 3-2. Cordray Tankersley joining us here from the Miami Dolphins. Oh, before I let you go, I forgot. I got to ask you. In Houston, talk to me a little bit. Since you're from Houston, you've been able to do some stuff to help them out in the relief efforts.
No, I'm not from Houston. I'm from South Carolina.
No, but they. Oh, that's right. No, this was for Xavier. That's for Xavier. I'm sorry. They wanted me to ask Xavier. I forgot. I got it confused. That's right, because they were going to do Xavier and Howard, and they brought you. I was going to ask about that, but I asked the wrong person. Cordray, thank you for taking time, man. I appreciate it. Get at least two interceptions this week, okay? Not one. I'm in the greed, baby. Two interceptions. Is that good?
That sounds good to me.
All right. If you do get two interceptions, you're back on the show next week.
I bet.
Okay. All right. Be good, man.
Appreciate it, Bill.
You got it.
This podcast is presented by David Lowe and Associates in Fort Lauderdale. If you've had a homeowner's insurance claim denied or underpaid, call 844-96-CLAIM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.